Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm so grateful that you're able to stop in today. I pray that each one of you have had a wonderful and marvelous holiday, and that you are safe, and that you enjoyed the spirit of the holiday, and you did more giving than receiving. And that's truly what the holiday is about, giving of yourself and being in tune to the God force. So we say thank you for doing that. We think it's a wonderful thing that you allowed yourself to participate in that matter. So, beloved ones, for all of you who did not get an opportunity to listen to the Christmas show, which was done on Friday, go back and listen to that show. You will find that it was very inspiring, and that was some really wonderful, wonderful things being said and wonderful things coming through as to how we should truly observe that holiday. It is called Jesus is the Reason for the Season, and that's true. And if we implement that policy and teach our children to implement that policy, we set a new precedent. We just think that it should be operated a little bit different than it has been operated here on the planet for quite a time. So we pray that you will listen to that and share it and have your friends come back and listen to it. That's one thing I love about doing, Blog Talk Radio, is because all the shows are archived. So at any time, you can come back and listen to the show at any time that you so desire. So hopefully that many of you did that. Some people missed the show because of an error that I made, which I said 10 p.m. instead of 10 a.m. But I went back online and tried to rectify that. So in fact, most of the people listen to the show in the archive section than they do the regular listening section time anyway. And that's good, as long as the message get out there. Okay, so we have a lot to cover today, and we want to get into it. I wasn't quite so sure what to write about today, and I had two thoughts, and I was hoping that one became more overwhelming than the other one did, but it didn't work out that way. So today we're going to have sort of like a split program. You're going to get a little bit of both, and at the end it's sort of winding in together. But anyway, we're grateful and thankful that that we have been able to do it. So it is wonderful. And all of you who have been listening to my show know that I have a format of how I do this. I always open up with a prayer. And today will be no different. We always need God's power and God's strength to come in and give us a little more power and strength to do what we need to do. Because I am just a vessel, beloved one, and I believe that God is the source, and we are moving forth in that energy, so I do not take anything for granted. I know that everything I do is because of the Creator that is within me. So let's get started. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks this day for another wonderful day of life. We thank you, God, for just keeping us safe from one week to another, knowing that it is through your divine love and your divine compassion that we are here, and that we are able to be functional today and to be able to use our minds and use our bodies to be able to just to have those things. We know that it's through you, God, that all this is possible. So this morning we just come in with open hearts and gratitude, saying thank you, God, for keeping us safe and keeping us well. As we go through this day, we will actually focus on you, God, and put more attention on you, the I Am present within us. And God, we give gratitude and thanks this morning, and praying for all the health workers, all those beloved ones who put themselves out on the line every day to try to keep us healthy, keep us safe, and keep us well from the virus, that you put them in your white light of protection. Keep them safe, God. Wrap a light around them and keep them moving in a good direction. Keep them safe, and so that they will not be victims to the virus, that they will continually be protected, God. We pray for protection for those beloved souls, because they truly are angels in a physical form here doing work that many folks would not want to do. But thank God that you have those people here to be able to do that. And we are so grateful for that, that they do it. And we pray also for the sick ones, the ones who are sick and shed in and suffering. We know, God, that you are the source, and we know, God, that you're in charge. So, God, I ask you in every case there that you, if you deem that that person is to be here on this planet, that you heal them, move them with healing and light, keep them there. And I know, God, in all things that do time, that some of us have to make a transition in the past. But we pray for the souls and the spirits of all those who you decide to bring home, God, that you will bring them home safely and give them rest and peace. We know that you, we are not going to question anything that you do, God, for we know that you are in charge of all things and that you are not making any mistakes and everything is perfect in you, God. So we say thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Okay, beloved ones, let's get started with today's show. I think it's pretty interesting. Let God do the judging. Oh, boy. It's something that we all may have a tendency to be a little guilty of at some time. It's quite interesting. Not only are we going to talk about not judging, we're going to also talk about where is your source? Where do you get your spiritual energy from? Where is it coming out of? What is it for? So we're going to try to wrap both of these things into today's talk. You know, the first talk is about being about judging and being criticizing others. Beloved ones, that is a no-no. And I know it's so easy to say and so difficult to do in many cases. But you know what? I just like to share with you Matthew 7th chapter, first verse. It says, judge not that ye be judged. Let me repeat that again to you. Judge not that ye be judged. And so some of you may say, well, what the heck does that really mean? Well, it's pretty simple for as I can see from my perspective of things. It means that whenever you're judging someone else, you're bringing that same energy back to yourself. So be very careful when you're judging and criticizing others, beloved ones. Matter of fact, you should just stop it. Every time you put that energy out towards someone else, you're drawing that energy back into you. Okay? Now, I understand how easy it is to see a circumstances and see a circumstance and you have just wonder why that person is doing what he's doing or how he's doing what it is. If you do, you keep it to yourself if you're going to do it. You don't have to vocalize it and go around and talk about what somebody else is doing because you don't know the deal. You don't know what's going on. So we definitely don't want to do that to ourselves, and because you are the one that's going to be more hurt than the other person, okay? And besides, beloved one, it's not your business. It's not your business what God's people do, you know? That's their business. So stay out of other folks' business. Let them conduct their business. They know what they're doing. Like I said, I know it's naturally to want to make a comment, so especially when you see something that is disturbing to your soul. When you see another human being mistreated or something is going down and you are wondering why it's happening, it's almost a natural thing to sort of question it. But it's not yours to question, beloved one. Because first of all, you don't know the whole deal and what's going on with that person and with the person that may be the perpetrator of an incident going on. You don't know what contracts are being made. So, beloved ones, there is no coincidence in the planet. Nothing just happens, okay? Everything has a connection of some form. Everything that shows up in your life, around you or in your life, you had a choice to be there, beloved ones. And I'm going to tell you even simply, do you know that you had a choice to be here on planet Earth right now during this pandemic? You as a soul had a choice of to where you want to be and how you want to be. So you made the decision to be here because there's apparently something that each one of us should gain from this situation. This is quite a situation going on, but in everything that happens, beloved one, there's a lesson, and there's a plan that God has for us to grow out of this situation. So this is no different. This is not the first time the world has had plagues and had pandemics. It's so what comes out on the other side is what counts, okay? And how we conduct ourselves and what we learn from that situation. So apparently, if you were meant for you to be here at this particular time, you would have been gone, or you would not even have been born in this particular time. So this is the time you're here that you can gain and learn from that experience as well, beloved ones, okay? So we want you to take full advantage of that, okay, and to learn from it. And because you created those actions, most of the things that showed up in your life is because you created it, okay? And so the same thing with other people. They created their conditions. They created what's going on in their lives. So they are the ones that need to take responsibility, not you, beloved ones, okay? So I'm just going to make it simple for you to have a free understanding that there is no coincidence. We all make choices. Each and every one of us make choices. And it's important that you understand that even before you came into the earth realm, beloved, when you were in the ethers and you were in the astral world, astral planes, and you were resting and getting prepared to come here and come back and do what you need to do, you made agreements with other souls and contracts with other souls that once you guys got back on the other side, you would show up in each other's lives in some kind of way to help work out the karma experiences that you came back here to work out. You made it. See, souls usually reincarnate in groups. And when those souls reincarnate in groups, they make agreements that they will show up and be able to help each other out in their growth process. Now, thank God that you don't remember that, because some of the things that they may have to come to teach you may not be very pleasant. And you may renege on the deal if you knew that they were showing up because of something that was happening. All of a sudden, someone you didn't really know, they wasn't a family member, somebody just shows up in your life, and these are one of the people that came back. And if you knew they were coming, then you had to prepare yourself to pay some kind of karmic lesson, you wouldn't, if it ain't pleasant, you're going to probably say, no, 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 I don't want to deal with this, okay? But that's why you don't remember, beloved ones. That's why when people show up and do things and things happen, it's in the divine plan, okay? So everything is in order. Yes, you did you made contracts and you made decisions to work on things with those beloved ones. So do you understand that? Because it's simply that you need to know that you made plans and agreements with other people so you could teach each other and help each other to grow while you're here on Earth. So we learn so much from other beings, other people, and you could not make it without other people. That's the purpose you come here, because you're learning and you're growing and you are here to help other souls grow. So they come to help you when you guys reincarnate, and you agreed to help them too. So you show up in their lives, and sometimes you do things or cause some kind of condition to happen in their life that might not be pleasant as well, okay? So it ain't all about them doing it to you. You do it to them too. But that's what you guys agreed to. That's the terms that you agreed to fulfill and to be able to help each other in this incarnation. Okay, you got it? You see, like I said, you come in with a group. And in that group, you are agreeing to help each other to grow as souls and help each other to refine itself, to prepare to move forward in a higher state of consciousness and a highly evolutionary period. Beloved one, this time here on planet Earth is very temporary. This is a very short period of time of your soul journey is spent here on this planet. So don't get frustrated. Don't let it overwhelm you. Just understand that you're in school and that you're learning all the time and that you have chose those things that are showing up, and be comfortable with it. Work with it. grow from it, experience it, and move forward in it, beloved ones, because it is part of your agreement in terms of what it is that you have decided that you see best for your spirit and your soul. So when you're seeing activities that's happening and you're saying, oh my God, why, you don't know. So it alone. And yes, some of it, and I can't overemphasize, some of it is harsh. Some of it can be very harsh. But those two souls agreed that they would show up to be able to help them work through that situation, because you don't know what that soul did in its previous incarnation, what kind of action it took, and in order to be able to work through that karma experience, they had to come back and experience the same thing that they did to someone else in order to work through it, beloved ones. Now, for example, the American Indians of today were mostly soldiers who put them on the reservation. A lot of those soldiers had to come back and experience what their life was like to be confined and put in an environment that was not for a good place. The Native Americans had free range of this country to move about as they chose to anywhere in the United States, South America, North America, wherever. But then came a group of people who put them on a reservation. So, and those soldiers were very harsh. They were not easy deals. So, but the universal gospel works in a magnificent way. They had to come back and experience that, okay, and what it is that they're doing. So be very careful, beloved ones, of what you do about and your whole aspect of things with people, because you're going to pay the price, okay? You're going to have to pay your karma debts. There's no way around it. But now there is a system set up where you can lessen your karma. You can have less of a karma, and you can do certain things to make your karma not so harsh as it would be. You got to pay for your past errors, beloved one, one way or another. But if you are willing to do extensive forgiveness work, you may possibly be able to really lessen that karma where it won't be as harsh, or you may be able to avoid it altogether if you sincerely forgive and sincerely release those past experiences that you were part of and that you played into. But you have to do that work sincerely. I mean, you have to really work on doing the forgiveness work and take on a new track of doing things. You know, maybe in your previous life you were very negative and you treated people harshly. And if you come back this time and you to go to the other extreme, or you and you treat people very well, and you do, it's a possibility you still may going to pay some karma because it's there, but you may not have to pay it as intense as you would have based on the fact that you're not doing nothing or coming to a new state of consciousness, a new awareness of how you should treat people. Okay, so that's very, very important for you to do that, to be able to work on that forgiveness and to be able to move forward with that and to see it from a different aspect. I know it's challenging. What I'm telling you could be challenging, beloved one, but it's necessary. It's necessary if you want to be able to enjoy this incarnation. Certain things you have to do and certain things you have to realize. As a matter of fact, it's good to pay your karma debts, whatever they are. You want to pay them in this lifetime. You don't want to keep coming back, because some people have the same karmic debts that they bring it back to three and four incarnations. They still paying that same karmic debt that they didn't want to. It was so harsh they didn't want to experience it. They tried to avoid it, but you cannot avoid that which you have created. You have to come back. So it's not people should be happy when they pay that karmic debt, so it would be over with. You don't have to keep experiencing it anymore in your life. You have accepted it. It worked out. It came. You did what you needed to do in order to move forward. And so be grateful that you are there. Be grateful that it showed up, and it's a good thing that it showed up. You paid the debt, so now you can move forward and not have to continue to carry that burden around inside of you and have to deal with it. Because whatever it is, loved one, you're going to pay. It may have, like I said, it may have gone on for several incarnations. And so it's in the time to release that so you can be released. And because you're not going to be released until you actually overcome it, or you actually you're no longer experiencing it. You know, I like to share stories about in my own life because, you know, where I've been and how I've lived and how life is, and because it keep it real. I don't know your story, but I like to share my own story so you can sort of get an idea of what I mean when I say some of these things. And I just like to share a minute for you about me growing up. I grew up in Washington, D.C., in Northeast Washington, D.C., and at the time that I grew up, it was really rough, guys. It was a rough time. There was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of crime, a lot of issues going on, a lot of things happening. I mean, you didn't have to participate in it, but I did. I participated. I got engaged, and I lived on the rough side. So, you know, and by doing that, I created some karma. I mean, I created a lot of karma. So in that process, so when things, I am at the point now that I know that when things, and even before this moment, but I've been doing this spiritual path for quite a few years now. But anyway, I know now that when things showed up and that was not pleasant for me, I could actually go back in my mind and remember the events that caused the creation of the karma that I created and why I suffered what I did in this present life because of what I had done back then. And this is just in my younger years. I ain't talking about previous lives. I'm just talking about my younger years, the stuff I did. I had to pay for that karma. I had to pay that debt that I had created to society. I wasn't incarcerated, but I had created some unpleasant situations and some unpleasant things and did some things that was not of my highest good for doggone sure. You know, I was living at a lower frequency when I was out there in the streets doing crazy, silly stuff, you know. And I came to the conclusion, understand that when stuff showed up that I had to pay for, I got robbed one time. Just a lot of things that happened, you know. But that made me realize that, you know, okay, hey, ain't you flicking out for it because you created it, you did it, you paid the debt, so be grateful and move on. So that's what I'm talking about, beloved ones, that you need to do it. Thank God at this point in my life, I am able to vibrate at a high enough frequency and I put enough good energy out there that I'm able to work through some of these things. Because if you did not know, and you saw me going through some trauma, right? And you saw me, and you might say, oh, poor James, look at him. He's going through this thing. He's a nice person. He's this person. You base me on what you know now, but you don't know what my past may have done. So what I'm experiencing was what I need to experience because of what I created, okay? So it's okay, beloved ones. To work through your karma is actually a good thing. Like I said, it's a good thing to get it over with. So that's for my own personal experiences. You probably can relate too because it's coming. If you haven't experienced what you created, it's coming. And so when it shows up at your door, don't freak out because you're working through it and you're moving past it. And that's a good thing to be able to do that, loved ones. Really, it is. It is a good thing to be able to work through and get it over with. But at this point, you do not want to live in that low vibrational state. And it's a universal law. It's a universal law, beloved one. The law of karma is universal, and that means that everyone has to pay for that event. So I would suggest to you that you raise your consciousness up, raise your vibration up, and raise yourself up to there so you're creating good karma. That you are creating good things. It works both ways, beloved one. I'm just sharing with you the things that show up that are not so pleasant and so good for you all the time. And that's because of the karma you created. But many of us have created a lot of good things that happen, you know? A lot of good things that happen. It's karma, and the universe works in quite amazing way. You know what I mean? When you and some of it comes back faster than others. Some of it's not so, you know, some of it take a long time. Sometimes you're, especially if you're conscious and you're a spiritual person, when you create stuff that you know is not for your highest good, or even stuff you know for your highest good, it shows up quickly, okay? Another example of that situation, I have just started making donations to a food bank here in the Arizona area, and I was, you know, making my contribution for this month, you know, Christmas holiday, and I know a lot of people suffer, a lot of people are hungry, a lot of people are not able to get food, and this place feed people. I mean, they have thousands of cars come up every day, and people are getting food. So I just felt in my inside of my being I needed to do and help in my way of doing that, and not looking for anything in return from it other than the fact that I'm able to help because I got a little extra to do. I want to be able to give back, and I suggest that each of you find some way to give back because it makes a difference, beloved one. But anyway, I made my I think I did that like Monday. I gave a small contribution, $25. Ain't much, but hey, it helped. And on Christmas Day, a friend of mine gave me a lottery ticket for a Christmas present, and I was grateful for that. And as I began to take the time to go through my lottery ticket, scratch it off, guess what happened? I won $200, okay, from a scratch. But I put out $25, and I got $200 back. So, yeah, is that coincidental? Nah, I don't think so. But anyway, I'm just showing you how the universe works. So be willing to give. Be willing to share, and be willing to allow it to come back to you in a way that for your highest good. So do good things, beloved one. Good things come back to you. And above all, when you see stuff going on, don't judge it, because that is a form of correcting itself. It's just totally being corrected, and things are totally coming back in the normal way that it should be. God don't make no mistakes, beloved one. The universe is orderly. Even though when you cannot see it and know how it's going on, you are, it's orderly, okay? That is, it is well in order. Everything is in proper perspective as it should be and what you should expect it to be, okay? So now we're going to sort of shift into this other subject that I told you that I wanted to share with you and try to bring it all together. It was talking about recognizing your source. Oh, beloved one, you see, we all have a source of where our goodness comes from. And if you got to be able to recognize that source in order for you to accomplish life and to accomplish life at the level that you may want to accomplish it, you have to know where your help is coming from. You have to know where your source is coming from, where this goodness is being originated from. Okay, it's showing up. See, everything shows up because, but there's two specific things I kind of want to go with you this morning and this whole life thing, because these things are life-changing. When you recognize and embrace these things, your life will shift and change, and it will shift and change for the better because you are now tapping into your source, who's been there all the time. It ain't new, but you may not recognize it. You just thought that, hey, okay, hey, I'm just blessed and things are just showing up. And you may be blessed and things just showing up. But those things that are showing up are still showing up because there's a source behind those things that allow those things to come in effect and allow it to be original the way that it should be. Okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about your source and how to recognize your source and how to get full understanding of your source. And your source is your I Am presence. Your I am presence is the source of everything that is created in your body, everything that shows up, beloved. Your I am presence. And your I am presence is the God force that created you. It's the same. It's all energy. It's that positive energy of God, the part that God put into your physical body. See, your I am presence is with you at all times. You will never lose your I am presence. That's the spirit of the energy force that is with you when you, in each incarnation, beloved one. You are energy. The physical body, and even the physical body has energy. If you look at it under a microscope, you can see it vibrating and see it moving back and forth. So you know that there's energy going on inside of your physical. You are all energy. But the main energy is your spirit. That spiritual energy inside of you is what's vibrating at its higher state, and that's what's really driving you to do and be all that you can be, okay? You need to be able to move forward and let that sink in, that's your energy. This morning when you woke up, guess what? It was your I am presence that woke you up, that blew breath in your body and started you to be able to start your morning. Yes, mentally, your mind did play some part in it, but that's not what woke you up, beloved one. Your mind is not what woke you up. It was your I am present, that God force inside of you that say, okay, it's time to get up and get your day started. And it nudged you, and next thing you know, you were fully awoke. That is the working of your spirit. Now, that same energy that woke you up this morning is the same energy that's going to carry you through the day. That same energy supports you through your whole entire day. That is the energy of your God force inside of you that you are utilizing and bringing into your life and your thoughts, your loved ones. Okay? You must have full understanding of that. That force, that spiritual force, also help you to build moral values in yourself and spiritual values. You know, the things that you do that you know are right and morally to respect yourself and respect others and do things that good things to help and to be there and to share and care for folks and take care of people in a way that you should be. That is all coming from your I am presence. That is all energy that is being projected in a way from you that you are bringing about that kind of energy, okay? So that is a good thing that you understand that you will accept it. Now, one thing about it, beloved, and that is the first key to understanding and having it. First of all, you have to accept the fact that you do have an I am present with you. That is the key, accepting it, having faith in it, that is there, because once you accept your I am present that's inside of you, you immediately shift. Immediately you begin to take on a new aura, a new way of living, new way of doing, because now you're recognizing that God in you, that force in you, that consciousness. And that is the same force that was in beloved Jesus, but Jesus said, it is not I who do the work, but the Father inside of me who do the work. Okay? That is the same energy force that's in you and me, beloved ones. That is your I am presence that's there. And that is the true source. It ain't your job. It ain't your relative. It ain't your loved ones. And they are not your source. They may help you. They assist you. This is true. But it is not your source. Your source is the God force that is inside of you. That is your true force. That is your true substance. That is your true source. The I am present is the source that is there with you and is there with you all the time. Never, ever does it leave you, and never, ever does it leave your physical body. It's always there. So we want to be able to tap in now that you recognize that there is a I am present inside. And the question should be in your mind, if you're not aware, How do I tap into this source? How do I keep this source working for me at all times? How do I vibrate, or how do I stay connected to the source in a manner that it should be? You see, beloved one, your I Am presence is working inside of you, irregardless if you know it or not. But once you know it and accept it and know how to really to tap in, that's when it will really begin to work for you. That's when you really begin to show up in a more dynamic way, because now you have a full understanding of that power that's inside of you, that's driving you and forcing you into compelling you to do things a certain way. You're being driven. Now you are working with your I Am presence. You're not working against your I Am presence, because the key is to be able to work in coordination with your I Am presence. Your conscious, your subconscious mind, your conscious mind, it's all connected to your I Am presence from the standpoint of your conscious mind. Of course, you know, that's the filter. But your subconscious mind is where you react into human nature and build stuff up. But you still, your subconscious mind is powerful in your physical body, but it is nowhere as powerful as your I Am presence. That is what's really controlling things, beloved ones. So if you know how to tap into your I Am presence, that's the key to be able to survive and be able to bring about the things that you need to bring about in your life, okay? So I want to move on and just give you more information about how to tap in to your source. And for each, when I say give you information, I can't tell you how to really to tap into your God force, beloved one. I can only share with you the things that I do, okay? Because each one of us are different. Each one of us operate different, and I Am present operate differently inside of us and operate differently within us. So we are grateful and thankful that that is so. You are an individual, so your God force operates in you differently than it operates in me, okay? Because your purpose is different, what you're working on is different, and that's what it needs to be. But this, I'm just share with you a little bit about what I do in my personal life to help me to contact my I Am presence. And if you choose to try some of these techniques or do them, or, you know, bring about, then that's okay. First of all, I meditate, beloved ones. I meditate consistently. I've been meditating intensely for the last 45 years of my life. I may have missed one or two days, and I think the only reason that I missed, because I was in the hospital and I wasn't able to do my program the way I wanted. But I meditate twice a day, and my meditations, I average between 2.5 and 3 hours a day in meditation. I go inward to seek my I Am presence. You may not decide to do that, and that's pretty, that's a lot. But I got the time to do it, and I've been used to doing it, but I wouldn't suggest, maybe you may want to find some form of meditation to take you in to help you to be able to be more comfortable and work into that process. Now, in addition to meditation, I do affirmations. I do a lot of affirmations, beloved ones. I must admit, I don't do them every day to the intent, but I do some form of them, just a little bit. Some days I do a lot, but some days I don't do as much, and I want to get back to the point where I'm doing a lot all the time, because affirmations are very powerful. Affirmations actually affect your subconscious mind. Like I was telling you earlier, your mind is only like, there's a filter. You have a filter, which is your conscious mind, and through your conscious mind then comes your subconscious mind. And when the more you say and the more you repeat your positive affirmations, it becomes part of your subconscious thinking. And then that also is the way that you are being driven, because the subconscious mind works in coordination with your I Am presence. Your subconscious mind also helps keep you well and help keep you moving in the right direction. Because if you put a whole lot of bad stuff in your subconscious mind, you're going to pay a price for that as well, beloved one. So you want to make sure that you are doing what you need to do your affirmations. And there's plenty of positive affirmation. If you're working on something specifically, you do the affirmation that you do. And it doesn't take that long to do affirmation in actuality. You can do about 100 affirmations in about 10 minutes or less. As a matter of fact, that time, that all depends on the affirmation, maybe 7-8 minutes, you can get out 100 affirmations, okay? And I'm talking about really putting it in. So if it's not worth 20 minutes of your day to work on becoming a better you and to bring forth what you do, because the more you put it in, the more it will begin to develop. You know, affirmation is like dropping a drop of water dropping on a brick. Do you know if you let one drop of water every day drop on a brick, eventually that water will make a hole in a brick. A solid hole will develop in that brick, beloved one. And that is because of your persistence and and that is the same way your affirmations work in your subconscious mind. The more you do them, the more you put it in, it begins to become part of your subconscious mind, beloved one. So that is necessary for you to do, okay? Also, finally, I do a lot of gratitude journaling every night. And I've probably been doing this now for about 2 years consistently. Every night, I give thanks and gratitude for those things that has shown up and the things that I want to show up. I give thanks to my I Am Present for bringing those things to me and blessing me with the things that did show up today. I'm thankful for those. But not only that, I give gratitude for the things that I want to show up as if they have already showed up. You see, kid, beloved one, you have to think in the process of things already being. Just like when you pray knowing or pray with faith that it has already worked. You're just giving gratitude for the thing you pray for, but you have to believe that you have already received it. See, that's one of the keys into prayer life, beloved one, is to be able to bring forth that energy, be able to see how it is working. You have to be able to see it before it shows up. Regardless of whether you're praying, your job is to see it being. And you're praying to give gratitude and thanks for allowing it to come through, because you already know and feel that it has to be his there, okay? And feeling is ultimate important, beloved one, because everything is driven by your feelings. It is your mind is one thing, but what you feel is what really creates, what really manifests things in your life is through your feeling world. So as you go through your feeling world, then you will begin to understand that's what it is. So that's why I do the gratitude journal. And I would suggest that you do that, beloved one. Get you a notepad and every day journaling in your gratitude book. Start being grateful and realize that you're grateful and state your gratitude and thankful for that which is, shows up in your life. Okay? It works. It works. It works. Because a lot of the things I started on my gratitude process 2 years ago has showed up in my life. And, you know, I always did like I did it with the intent of them already being there. And now it is there. So now I'm just giving thanks for them already being there. Okay? I got one or two or three, four that I'm still working on. And I'm looking forward to them showing up as I continue to do my work. I have faith and belief that it will show up, okay? And finally, prayer. Beloved ones, the power of prayer is ultimately important, ultimately a necessity for you to sustain and grow on this earthly planet. You need the assistance of your I Am Present all the time. So by you doing prayer work, you are inviting your I Am Present to work with you. And not only that, you're inviting your archangels, your guardian angels, all these beings who look out for you and protect you. You're inviting them into your world to assist you with what it is that you need to do. So when you pray, you are sending out a signal. I need your support, Universal God Force. I need your help. And but the key to, like I said, the key to it is when you send that prayer out, you have to mentally be able to see and feel it being done. And that is the key to healing. And that's why beloved Jesus was able to do so much healing, because people believed in him. They believed that he could do that. They felt in their heart and knew that he had the ability to do that. And they saw themselves healed even before Jesus. They had so much faith, they saw themselves healed even before Jesus touched him. One situation where the person just touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was healed. My. Isn't that something, huh? Yeah, that's faith. That's belief. That's seeing it done before it's done. Okay? That is the kind of faith that we have to work with and understand when you're doing your prayer work, that it's going to work out for you. You have to have that kind of belief as that individual do, by just knowing that they can just touch Jesus' garment, they got healed. You know, that's amazing, beloved ones. That's where we need to be. That's what we need to do in ourselves. But each one of you have your own method, your own way. I'm only sharing with you that which I have found that worked for me. You have to find your own niche and be willing to work until you find it. Do not give up until you find it, because it's going to make the difference in your life working with your source, okay? See, if you take all your time working on yourself and improving yourself, you won't have any time for walking around judging anybody else or criticizing anybody else, because you're going to be focused on working on you. So you're going to block out what other people are doing, because that ain't your business. So you're going to stay focused on working on yourself and tapping yourself. You know, like I said, it's hard for me to have time to be so concerned about other things that's happening with some folks. And that doesn't mean that I'm not concerned. Don't get me wrong. I care for people. I love people. And I'm always trying to help people and want to do things to help people. But for when I see somebody, see a couple having a confrontation or find out, I'm not going to stick my nose in and find out why they're dark and why they're going through what they're going through. That ain't my business. That's between them. And apparently they agreed to that, and they agreed for what happened. You know, so what they're going through is what they're going through. That's what I'm telling you. Don't get your nose in other people's business. Be compassionate, be caring, and just do what you need to do to help people. But don't be all up in their business, okay? Mind your own business. Take care of yourself. That's a full-time job, working on you. Working on you is a full-time job. And if you incorporate some of these things I told you that I do as part of your life, you ain't going to have time to be sitting around worrying or focus on what Sally and Jane and Murray are doing, because you're going to be doing you, which is most important. That's what really counts, to do you. Okay, beloved one? So you have to really get to that point where detach yourself from outside activities of people doing crazy stuff that you don't understand and you don't know why, but you stick your nose into it because you think you know. You don't know. You ain't got a clue what happened. You're only assuming that what you're seeing with your eyes and what you're hearing is reality. And most of the time, that's not the real deal. There's something else going on beyond your ability to know the real truth. Okay? So, like I said, work on taking care of you, beloved ones. So I'm grateful that you tuned in today, and hopefully you have gained something from this message, these words, and we thank God for bringing it to us and making us clear. I'm only a vessel, beloved ones. So, you know, when the word comes through, I am bringing the word the Spirit is leading me to share with you, and hopefully that you've gained something out of today's lesson, and that's a good thing that work for you. Okay. Now, also want to just share with you about the daily show. My daily show comes on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7:30 Mountain Time. So if you're up and you want a little inspiration and motivation, 15 minutes of it, we bring it to you. We get you going and get you going, light you up so you can go into your day full of energy and zest, so you can feel positive and enthusiastic about about life and how to really get your morning started. Do it, because everything that happens in our lives happens usually from the way that we wake up in the morning and how we go as that day go. The more that you can put in about a positive aspect of your life, it will make your day go better. So join us. I'll be the host tomorrow. I usually have two other ministers that are hosting on Wednesdays and Fridays. But the first of the month, we're going to go to 5 days a week. So maybe bringing in some new people as well, as if it's possible. Anyway, tune in so you can take part in that. And by all means, if you did not have the opportunity to listen to the Christmas show, go back and listen to that show. And it will be wonderful, because I've gotten marvelous responses from it. People are just saying, hey, this is one of the classics that you've done, and be able to do it. So, like I said, it's all archived, so go back and listen to it. You may find it to be very helpful for you, beloved one. So anyway, like I said, I'm grateful for you. I love you. I respect you, and I honor you for showing up. All of my old listeners, I see many of you on the line, and all of my new listeners, and I see some of you on the line too. I thank you. I'm grateful, and I hopefully you will become the list of old listeners that's tuning in. And some of you, when I see your name, see you, I'm so familiar with seeing your number showing up. It just lights me up when I see it. Oh, there she is. There he is. And it gives me a real thrill. You got that. See, knowing you're on the other side of the line is what is inspiring to me. That's what keeps me going. You know, if I was, I'm not like I'm seeing you, so, and you're not in front of me as an audience, so I have to have some, that's my feedback. So when I see you call in to your number, it's like, okay, that's like the amen corner, you know, in the old church, amen. The brothers and sisters are giving you the good code and help you go on. So anyway, you guys are like my amen corner when I see your phone numbers there. So I'm grateful for you, and I love you and respect you. So we're going to get ready to close out this morning with a prayer, as we always do. And like I say, I want each one of you to have a safe and wonderful weekend as we prepare yourself to go into a new year. By the way, I will be doing a new year service. It's probably going to be, it'll start here at 9 p.m. Mountain Time. So, and it'll probably last for about an hour. And so, but for all my friends on the East Coast, it'll bring you right into the new year. And all my other friends and around the world, because this is a worldwide ministry, you've already gone into the new year. And then for some of us, New Year's won't quite be here, but it all kind of come collectively together. Okay? So, yeah, tune in also on Thursday night for the New Year's Eve show. Okay? And tell your friends, tell your family, you want to hear something positive about lifting, about taking it into the new year, about how to bring about that new vibe and what we want to focus on into 21, then you need to tune into that show, because God knows we don't need to repeat 2020. It's been a challenging year, but we're going to shift that energy and change it as we go into a new year. So, okay, beloved one, let's pray. Beloved mighty I Am Presence, I give thanks and gratitude for your divine love and your divine compassion and divine understanding today, that you give us strength to move forth and give us strength to raise our vibrational consciousness to a level where it is to a high state of awareness, where we stay and vibrate and attract only those things that are of a higher nature in our life, and we will continue to move in a path that is for our highest good, and we will continue to be and do that all we need to do to serve as we have came here, that each one of us who are light workers, and there's many of us here today who are light workers and who have committed to doing spiritual work here on planet, that we will move forward and do what we need to do in order to be able to help bring about change on planet Earth. And so we're thankful for God for allowing us to do that and giving us strength. We pray this morning, God, that you will protect America and the world. Put your arms and love around. I know that all is in divine order, even when we don't understand it, but we ask you, God, to pray and show mercy and show compassion to the people here on the planet, God, to give them some idea and some knowledge in a way they understand that you're in charge, regardless of how it may appear, that everything is in divine order and you're working your plan, and that it all will come out on the best for each soul here. So we say thank you, God, and keep us safe this week as we move and go and do what we need to do. And we prepare ourselves for the new year, that we prepare our minds and get our souls ready for the new adventure. New year gives you an opportunity to be able to change and shift your thinking process. So we say, God, touch our mind. Give us clarity of what it is we need as a soul in order to propel and move to a higher state of consciousness. So we say, thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I am so grateful for you. Love you all. I'll see all you who tune in tomorrow morning. I'll see you at 7:30 Mountain Time. If not then, I'll see you Thursday night at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. If you're on the East Coast, it'll probably be about 11 o'clock at night. But anyway, I'll see you, and we just keep going. All right, and into the new year. So peace and love to you. Bye-bye, guys.